Hi, Jace.
Jace TK, how are you, mate?
Well done, mate. There was a few nervous moments at the back end, and then you finished them off.
Yeah, true. When it got back to 16. Oh, look, I was confident we could go on with it. It was a good test for us, I think, to have them come back level on the scoreboard, and then, we had to dig deep there. We lost Curtis Sirenen really early in the game, so the reduced interchange is having an impact, and it had an impact on us last night, but we got through it.
JT, James Tedesco, 3 tries. He was phenomenal last night. You said after the game he's ready for Origin?
Yeah, definitely, Webby. I definitely think that he is. Now, this time last year I was asked the same question and my answer wasn't that I felt that he was. You know, I just thought that he needed more time. And he, as I said last night, he played every minute of every game last year, and I think the way he played last season and then you know, the couple of games already this season, in my opinion, he's definitely the best option for New South Wales as the fullback.
I was watching that third and final try of his last night. He has that ability to jink and weave and not lose a great deal of pace in the process. And that's something you can't teach, isn't it, Jace?
Yeah, it is. I'd like to say that I've taught him that, TK, but I certainly haven't. he's very impressive. He moves really well on his feet. And his speed, you know, he runs in such a composed manner that he's going so fast, but it looks effortless, which, you know, the best athletes do, and he's very hard to handle.
Now, JT, I know it's very early, 2 wins. It's a promising start to the season. Do you take some vindication out of what's happened, mate? Like, there was a lot of hard decisions that you've had to make in one season at the club. We don't have to go through all the ancient history, but do you feel like, you know, things are coming together after some hard decisions had to be made in the last 12 months?
Yeah, definitely. I've been really confident that as a club we're heading in the right direction. Lots of changes, not only from playing perspective and coaching, but, you know, across the club. And they're all really positive changes. And look, yeah, it is great that we've started so well, because that helps people to see the hard work that's been going on behind the scenes. And, you know, I think the form on the field is a step up again. But I was really happy with the way we finished the season last year, the last sort of 6 or so rounds. And then, we've had a really good preseason, pretty much all players on deck, which is a vast difference from how we prepared for last season, with a lot of players having injuries or being away with rep teams. So we've just been able to really work hard together and get good combinations going, which we obviously got out of the 12 months, the last season. And it's great progress, and the club's, you know, really in a great place and moving forward, and it's an exciting place to be at the moment.
I've got to read you one line from the Daily Telegraph's match report today. 2 wins and it would seem that Taylor can coach after all.
Right. Interesting.
I mean, do you, but, you know, you made some big decisions, Jason. Like, you know, at any stage did you think, they're brave ones to make?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I suppose there are times where you have doubts, but, you know, your convictions in what you're doing have got to be stronger than those doubts, and you just got to keep at it, and that's what we've done. And I've had great support. You know, I wouldn't have, it's not just about me, but, you know, I suppose a lot of those decisions land on my shoulders, but the support that I've had from the board right from day one has been superb, and anything that's written contrary to that is wrong, and it's as simple as that.
Got to give you some credit, Jason. You seem to be flexible and listening to your players. You had that structure with Brooks and Moses last year. They weren't completely happy. You sat down, had discussions, and that extra little bit of freedom at this stage seems to be working beautifully for those two.
Yeah, look, it's really has been a real progression and development in regards to how we're playing as a team, and you know, I've got to learn a lot about those guys, and they've got to learn a lot about us as coaches, and the way we want to coach the team. And slowly but surely, we've developed our style, and they own it. That's the difference. The difference now is that they own it. It was us putting some things in place last year, and we talked about this a few weeks ago. You know, and we wanted to do that, and I'd start again that way if we started over again, by ensuring everyone knows what their job is. But But the guys own it now. They're calling the shots out there, and they're enjoying that, and I'm enjoying working with them in that fashion.
We're asking every single rugby league person that comes on the show this week, the whole referee touching controversy. What's your take on that?
We haven't had any involvement in it, to be honest. And sort of, it's one of those things that playing last night, everything that was going on over the weekend was there, and I knew it was happening. But you're just focusing on a Monday night game, which when the Thursday night game was on, was still 4 or 5 days away. So it's quite weird the length of the weekend at the moment. So
yeah,
I haven't thought much about it. But look, you know, I think it's pretty simple. Don't touch the referee, and you'll be okay.
Someone's texted in a photo of Mitchell Moses very innocuously touching the referee on his way to get to the scrum. Now, surely that's common sense. Surely that's common sense that he's... nothing comes of it. Have you heard of this at all?
Well, now you've got my interest. I said I wasn't bothered about that.
I'll text you through the photo.
Jace, it's important too now to... Obviously, and I know you'll be stressing it about... kicking on, and two wins quite clearly doesn't make a winter, does it? And you've got the Gold Coast Titans next weekend, so it's a beautiful sort of predicament to be in where you can make it 3 from 3.
Well, the opportunity is there because of the way we've played in the first two games.
Yep.
That's what it's about. It's got nothing to do with who we're playing. It's about us putting those performances together again. You know, there's a bit to learn out of it last night again. You know, we've got some... still got some improvement there, but yeah, there's a lot to like, and we just want to keep at it, keep improving what we're doing, and keep enjoying it. I think the guys are enjoying it, or I'm sure they are, and that's always something that I've believed in, getting the guys to enjoy what they're doing, and we've got that going at the moment, so we want to harness it.
Just one little one from me. One of our readers has texted in about Curtis Sirin, and what happened there. So he hurt his hamstring in the warm up.
No, it wasn't in the warm-up. No, there wasn't anything in the warm-up. It was just early in the game. It just tightened up. He'll have a scan today. We're not sure if it's actually a strain, but it tightened up to the point where, you know, a physio was out there. He heard it really early about his first run, and he stayed on until about the 10th minute. But the physio was just on and off, just checking him closely, and he was just worried that, you know, if he did stay, it was going to get much worse and be a chance of straining it. So we'll see today whether there is a strain there or not, but it wasn't in the warm-up. It was just with his first carry of the game.
And, Jason, I guess you expected what you saw last night from Marty Tapau. He did everything. It wasn't for the want of not trying that Manly didn't win. I thought he was one of their best players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what we expected from Marty. He's a really strong player, and... I'd like to say we handled him well, but we didn't really. There was some poor tackling on Marty, and we should know him better than that. But you can't take him high. He's going to push you off every day. But, he's, you know, in the end, a lot has been said about that, but I'm comfortable with that whole situation. Marty's in a good place. He's happy. And, you know, I think it's clear that, you know, we're heading in the right direction as well. So we move on.
Another one of those hard decisions that had to be made. JT, thanks very much for your time. We know it's only early, but 2 from 2, you can't do any better. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, guys. Catch you later.
Very good. Jason Taylor from the West Tigers. I hope I haven't scared him with this this image doing the round of Mitchell.
Well, it's going to do it will do the media rounds today, and I'm sure the NRL will be aware of it, and they'll have a look at it. It's always hard off a still, isn't it, to see what that sort of contact was, but we can only hope. Jason said what most coaches should say. The referee should not be touched, and that's what Paul Gallen said when he joined us after 7 o'clock as well. 13:53:53.